Hola, mi nombre es Jonathan y durante los últimos 6 meses he estado rastreando las historias más aterradoras en Internet. Desde padres poseídos por demonios hasta mecánicos asesinos. Estas son historias de todo México y estoy listo para compartirlas contigo. Escucha Archivos Perdidos en Apple, Spotify o donde sea que escuches tus podcasts.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
I just got 3 questions for both of you. The first one, Evil Dead is a franchise that is more than 40 years old. What was your relationship with this franchise before you found out that you were going to be part of this film? What's your favorite Evil Dead movie?
Evil Dead.
You go.
you go.
I was just saying Evil Dead and I were strangers. We were not acquainted until I had auditioned for the role. So I had a lot of learning to do and movies to watch, and Evil Dead 2 is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Grew up on horror, mum loved horror, I loved horror. And jumping in the world was so fun and so unexpected. What would I say? I would say Evil Dead 2, but then I would say close behind because it just represents how whack and how much like velocity and movement this franchise has. It's like Army of Darkness. You're just like, what? Who can get away with pulling that out? It's just outrageous. And that's about this franchise.
Okay. Yes. My favorite is the second one.
Yes.
It's the best. You both have many scenes literally drenched in blood and guts. There is a lot of gore, a lot of action throughout the movie. Do you remember what was the most difficult scene for you to film?
Yep. The vomit rig. I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I hated it.
I hated that for you. I'd rather
be drenched in blood than have to do that again.
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, once we're out in the car park, it's pretty relentless, I think, for me. But like, I mean, the claustrophobic nature of being dipped in a massive blood tank was pretty hectic.
Yes.
I had like 30 kilos strapped to me and little Nell, who's 9, it was kind of absurd and amazing, but 5 hours in that is quite a lot.
And wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say actually that takes the cake.
Okay. And the last question is, there's many action figures of Ash, another Evil Dead character. I got 2 of them here.
Yeah.
Now that they are both in the franchise, would you like to have your own action figures from Evil Dead Rise? How do you imagine them? What objects would they have?
Yeah, I was acting out my action figure poses.
Figure pose. I don't know what my action figure pose would be, but yes, I want an action figure of Ellie.
Hey. I don't. I think that would be a terrible thing to have in life. kidding. I'm waiting for it. Please.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mirella.
And I'm Fede. Welcome to Boteco Talks, a platform where we have bar-style conversations about topics relevant to personal finance and investing.
We're 2 strangers who matched on Bumble and are now friends figuring out our finances through this podcast.
Boteco Talks' aim is to pull back the curtains on these seemingly complex subjects and talk about them as we would with friends at a bar.
Every week, we're going to be sharing stories, breaking down ideas, and maybe even challenge some of the assumptions that you may have about personal finance.
So join us at Boteco Talks.